Misham Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing. This is the third shiur of Siyata Dishmaya. We spoke about the two punishments of Moshe Rabbeinu. One mitzvah him personally, that he can't bring the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. That's mitzvah Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that he is not going to be zocheh to do the mitzvah Tuyas Baretz. And the other is that he cannot be manchil, bequeath or give the ownership of Eretz Yisrael over to the Jewish people. And that's the punishment of the Jewish people, that they're not zoche to go into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he will give them Eretz Yisrael. So the Jewish people weren't zoche because of their deeds, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zoche because of his deeds, and it had to be on both ends, because Mishpatei Hashem Tzadku Yachdo. The Jewish people were worthy of Moshe, and Moshe was worthy independently, then he would have gone in. But since he, on both ends, it wasn't as it should have been, Moshe Rabbeinu had sinned, Jewish people had sinned, and maybe he couldn't bring them in. So that's all what we learned until now. And then the Jewish people thought, hey, once Moshe Rabbeinu already took us into, took us to Eivar HaYarden, so now already it's permitted. It's the nether was permitted, because now he did give us the land. That's the nachal of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Was they already received their nachala from now, from this time after they capture it, so it's be retroactive. So Moshe Rabbeinu, as we explained in the previous year, so Moshe Rabbeinu did enter into Eretz Yisrael as far as the nachala goes. So then Moshe Rabbeinu can now daven, let me enter also for the kedusha. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael and be zochah to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz. So now we continue on. Psukim Chof Vov to Chof Ches, says the Pasuk. Vayis'aber Hashem bi lemanchem, v'lo shema elai. Vayomer Hashem elai rav lach, al toz, eftaber elai od badavar hazeh. Omer HaPasuk, but Hashem was angry with me for your sake and didn't listen to me. And Hashem said to me, enough. Speak no more of me, to me, of this matter. Alei Rosh HaPiska v'sayinecha rei yama v'sayinecha yama v'tzafona v'seymano mizracha rei v'inecha ki lo savor es hayardein hazeh. So go up to the top of Pisga and lift up your eyes westward. And northward, and southward, and eastward, and see with your eyes, for you shall not pass over this Jordan. Vitzavas Yehoshua, v'chazkeyu v'amitzehu, ki hu yavor, v'fnei ha'am hazeh, v'hu yanechil osam es ha'aretz asher tireh. But command Yehoshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall pass over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. Or Achaim HaKadosh asks, and this Kefa Lashon, Vayis'aber, Hashem got angry. And V'lo Shama Elai, what do you need both for? He got angry, and he said, don't speak to me again about this matter. Well, he didn't listen to me after I davened, and he said, don't speak, it's enough, don't speak to me about this matter. We need both the anger and didn't listen to me. And also, in the middle, there's a Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem. Why is lemanchem in the middle? Should have said Vayisaber Hashem bi lo shamay alai lemanchem. What's the lemanchem stuck in the middle for? Put it together. Vayisaber Hashem bi lo shamay alai lemanchem, because of you. And why does it say again, Lemanchem? It already says in Parshas and Pasuk in Parshas Tvarim, it can be a son of Hashem Beglalchem. So we already know that it's God got angry at Moshe because of the Jews. Also, the Alshich asks, says in the Pasuk, that Lo Shama Eli, God didn't listen to me, so why again Vayomer Hashem Eli? Why the double Eli? We know it's Eli. For one Eli would have been enough. Also, the Archaim and the Alshich ask, what's the kefil of Rav Lach? It's enough. Al Tosef. So it's a double. Just say the Rav Lach, it's enough already. Al Tosef. Don't speak to me again about this man. I have to say both Rav Lach, Al Tosef, Eli, B'davar, Al B'davar Zeh. Either say Al Tosef, Dabre, Eli, B'davar Zeh, or Rav Lach, it's enough already. What do you need both for? And also, what's Rav Lach? Rav Lach, it's enough already. Rav Lach implies that you've already received enough, and therefore you're not getting any more. It's Rav Lach, Yesh Lecha Kvar Harbe. Rav Lach means Yesh Lecha Kvar Harbe. I translate it's enough already, but really it means you already have a lot. But what does Moshe Rabbeinu already have? So Pasuk of Zion says, Alei Rosh HaPisgah, go up to the top of Pisgah and pick up your eyes in all directions and see. With your eyes, you're not going to pass over this Jordan. So, you know, when we learn these shiurim, just you get accustomed to hearing these kashas, all of a sudden you ask them yourself. It's much more rewarding when you ask them yourself. So that's the Alshich HaKadosh here asks. It says, Re'e Be'inecha, Sa'inecha, and Re'e Be'inecha. What's the double Lashon? Sa'inecha Yom Tzman Ezracha, Re'e Be'inecha. It's a Kefil Lashon. It's a double. And it says, Ki lo sa'avor, because you're not passing over the Jordan. Look, because you're not passing over the Jordan. It should say, look. Don't look because you're not passing over the Jordan. You can look, but you're not passing over the Jordan. What's the key? Because. Look, because you're not passing over the Jordan. No. Look, but that's all you're getting. But you're not passing over the Jordan. What's the key? Not only that, the whole thing is superfluous, because we understand you're not passing over the Jordan. You just say, look. Also what it says in verse 28, Vitzavis Yehoshua. So the Arachayim asks, Mao Tzivui Zeh? Vitzavis Yehoshua. Command Yehoshua. What should you command him? And for Haskel Bamseo, encourage him, strengthen him. What's the command? Good kasha. Rashi brings from the Sefri that it's talking about the tirchos, masos, rivos, that the cumbrance, the burdens, the strifes that he's going to have to bear. So that's not what it says in the pasuk. What's the Tzavis Yehoshua? It's not before in the Pasuk like Rashi. The Alshich asks, it says in the Pasuk at the end of Dvorim, V'es Yehoshua Tzivesi V'es Yilemor Einach Aros Yis Asher Asher Hashem L'kechem Shnei Malachim Ha'ila Yaseh Hashem L'chol Amalachos Asher Tov Yashem. And Yeshua came out this time saying, you see what I did. You see what Hashem did to these two kings. So too Hashem is going to do to all the kingdoms that you are passing to. So it says there's a tzivui here. What's the tzivui? Also, Ayin Shem Ba'al Shech, he says, as Aretz Asher Tira. It says, V'tzavis Yeshia, Chaskai V'amtzai, Ki Yavro Lefnei Amazeh, Command Yehoshua and Mimchazik him, strengthen him. He's going to pass before the nation. He's going to give them the land that you're going to see. What is? Why is it important, the land that you're going to see? So you can look in the Mefarshim and see how they deal with this. The Alshich, Rachayim. ולפי דברינו נראה כך. במסכת סוטה, בדף י' כתוב, דרש רבי סמלאי, מפני מה נשא במוישה להיכנס לאורץ, וכי לאכול מפיריה הוא צורך, או לסבוע מטובה הוא צורך, אלא כך אמר מוישה, הרבה מצוות מצטוו ישראל, ואין מתקיימים אלא בארץ ישראל, להיכנס לארץ, כדי שיתקיימו כולן על ידי. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, כלום אתה מבקש אל לקבל שכר? מעלה אני עליך כאילו עשיתם. שנאמר לכן, החלק לו ברבים, ואת עצומים יחלק שלל, תחת אשר הערה נפשו למות. אבסמלאי תות, for what reason did Moshe greatly desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? Did he eat the produce or satisfy himself from its goodness? Rather, this is what Moshe said, many mitzvahs were commanded to the Jewish people, and some of them will be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. I want to enter the land in order they could be fulfilled by me. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, do you seek to enter the land to perform these mitzvahs for any reason other than to receive reward? I will ascribe you credit as if you perform them and you're going to get your reward. As it is stated in the Book of Isaiah, therefore I will divide him a portion among the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the mighty, because he bared his soul unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, yet bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. And that's what Moshe did. He's going to get this great, great reward. Because he bore the sin of many and he made intercession for the transgressors. So Mela Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get this great reward. It's difficult to understand. It isn't pasuk chaf hey ebra na ve'eres haaretz ha'tova asher ve'eva yarden es ha'ara tova zeva levanam. Let me pass over and see this land on the other side of the Jordan, the good mountain, and the Lebanon and the Levanon. So it's talking about our zaltels beis hamikdash. Ma'iri al ebra bovad. Moshe Rabbeinu just says, let me pass over. And most of the mitzvahs of Tlius Baritz, they're only mischayiv el achar kibush v'chilik, 14 years. 7 years of capturing, 7 years of giving it out. So since the whole void is mitzvah of Tlius Baritz, how's it going to help Ebra and Avera? Let me go over and see the land. That's not mitzvah of Tlius Baritz, that's just going over and seeing the land. Moreover, we have to understand, Rashi says, Har HaTov is Yerushalayim. The Benon is Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. How's it going to be Zerche? The Ebra and Avera. Al-Sheikh has already made around since these sources are just quoted and people just pass by them as if nothing happened. There's a, There's so much to say. It's mamish gewaldig. Uvi Yaser Tamur Lechayra, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered the pasuk of Zayin Aleirosh Hapiska, and see. So the Ikar Kosha was that he should be Kaya Mitzvah Tlius Baretz. How did it help to see the land? So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted a postcard one to see what Eretz Yisrael looks like. Very strange, very odd. And Moshe Rabbeinu says he wants to come into Eretz Yisrael, right? The Mefarshim say the Zerach HaGuariyeh. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to come into Eretz Yisrael. So what's seeing it can help? So if the word is Mitzvah Tlius Baretz, seeing it isn't going to help. If the word is coming into Eretz Yisrael, seeing it isn't going to help. So we have to explain that the issue is not al asiyas hamitzvos b'fo'al. Because then you can't say what the Gemara says, Ma'ala ani alecha kilu asisim. I'm going to make it as if you were mekayim them. He yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu, wasn't mekayim the mitzvahs. But rather, it's talking about his dapkus b'Hashem. It's talking about clinging to Hashem, getting close to Hashem through the mitzvahs. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Says in the Gemara, "Kluma ta mevakish ela kabel schar." It's nothing about schar asiya. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do mitzvahs on manas lekabel pras. I am the marshal of Yom Yankov and Saita. Rather, the dveikus, he wants to be close to Hashem. That's ratzon tzaddikim. That's the schar of tzaddikim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted by coming there to Israel that he's going to be dovek b'mitzvah tliyos. He'll be davik b'mitzvahs and he'll be zochet to schar. That's what he wants. He wants to be close to Hashem. That's the point of the mitzvahs. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Ein miskaimus yiskaim al yadi. What's his lashon of kiyum? Should have said a lashon of asiyah. What's the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Elakach Amar Moshe, harbe mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael, ve'in miskayim in ela beretz Yisrael, ekanis leretz Yisrael kashe sheyiskayim ukulam al yodi." What's the lashon of miskayim? The correct lashon would have been asiya. They're not done. Say a lashon of asiya. So the answer is we're not talking about asiya here. We're talking about clinging to the mitzvah. His dapkus be mitzvah. Shebzein kiyum mitzius la mitzvah ala ba'aretz. You can only, there's no, kiyum means fulfillment, that the mitzvah should exist. The only way there's going to be a kiyum for the mitzvah, the only way there's going to be a mitzius for the mitzvah, the only way the mitzvah is going to have a reality is if what? If they're in Eretz Yisrael, that's the only way the mitzvah is going to have a kiyum. So I want the mitzvah to be fulfilled, not that I should do the mitzvah, that I should perform the mitzvah. That the mitzvah should exist, the mitzvah should be fulfilled. And the meila, if the mitzvah can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael, it can only be dabik to the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. It can only have his dabkus v'shaychus the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. And that's going to be fulfilled when he's in Eretz Yisrael. So I want there to be a mitzvah, because the mitzvah can only exist if I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And in Mela, I can only cling to the mitzvah if I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And when I'm in Yerushalayim, I can cling to the mitzvahs that are shayach to Yerushalayim. When I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I can cling to the mitzvahs that are shayach to the Beis HaMikdash. Their special Kedusha. And that Hashem said to him, Alei Rosh HaPizga V'Sayinecha. That you don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael in order to get to this Metzius. Re'ei Be'inecha. In other words, by Rias Einayim, You're going to get to what you're supposed to get to, Ayidei HaYoscha Baretz. What you wanted to achieve when you were in Eretz Yisrael, being Dove, clinging to the mitzvah, you're going to get just by seeing. And the reason is ki, lo savor se yadena ze. Because if you can be Mekayim more, you cannot achieve with less what is possible if you do more. But since you are not going to pass over the Jordan, and this is all you can do is be on this side of the Yarden, you could be masig this through Rei Beinecha, through just seeing. Just seeing alone. And you don't have to pass over the Yarden. And that's what the Gemara says, Ma'aleni Alechem Kilo Asisa. And it's as if he did it. And why does he get reward as if he did it? Because, like the Gemara says, quoting the Pasuk, Hara Nafsha Lamas, he was Moisir Atzmo Lemisa. He gave himself over to death on behalf of the Jewish people. He said by the Cheira Egel, if you forgive their sin, all right, and if not, blot me out. Since he was Moisir Nefesh for Mitzvah Hashem, he did all that he could do. So if he did the maximum that he can do, he's going to be Davik B'Mitzvah. He gets the Schar Mitzvah. So Riyas Einayim alone is going to be enough. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get what he wants with Riyas Einayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted was the Haratov. He wanted Yerushalayim. He wanted the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. He wanted to cling to the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu did the maximum he could. He's not going into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem is going to give him Dveikus B'Mitzvah without it. When Moshe Rabbeinu says Ebra Na, he was just asking to pass over. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, still, just the very fact that I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm in the Makom HaMikdash, so at least that, mitzad that, maybe I'll be able to be Dovek, I'll be able to cling to these mitzvahs and get the schar of them, because that's the right place. Outside is not the place, but at least once I'm in the place, I'll be able to be Dovek to the mitzvah, even if I can't be Mekayim the mitzvah before. But at least I'll be there. Because there's only a kiyum and a mitzias to the mitzvah. That's miskaimu. There's only a mitzias to the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to be in that place of the kiyum, where there's a mitzias for this mitzvah. And makom hamesugel inyan ha-mitzvah. So it could be Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying, oh, I'll wait around for the Beis HaMikdash, but at least I'll be in that place. Mitzvahs ain't miskayim in Eretz Yisrael. There's only a kiyum for them in Eretz Yisrael. So memela, I'll be able to be dovek to these mitzvahs just by the fact that I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said to him, no, it's not a problem. You stand outside of Eretz Yisrael, you look in, I'm going to give you schar. Why? Because you are Moser Nefesh. You did the maximum. Once you do the maximum, so then you get the schar, you get the Dveikus B'Mitzvahs. So that, the Siyata Dishmaya, is the third leg of our journey. And in Mirtz Hashem, we have one more leg to go, B'li Nether. And it's been awesome until now, and I hope it just gets awesomer. So please stay tuned, because this is just incredible. We're going to continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.